Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
The Matrix. Someone's like,
and we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the museum. Do not touch sign.
Museum?
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 What is going on today, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Ethan Sellers, and as always, alongside me, I have Matt Hestel.
What's up? That's me.
What's up? It's week 78 on here on The Breaking Point, and sadly, this is our last show of 2017.
Yeah, no, it's our last show ever.
No.
Just kidding.
Yeah, we're
just kidding.
We got to get to 100, man. Come 100, on.
100, no, we'll quit.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, probably not.
We're going to have...
Well, because Ethan's not going to be here for the Honda show. Sad day.
I might have to come back for that.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like we should have, like,
we should have a total,
special.
Like, host, like, all the hosts
yeah.
come back. Like, you, Ryan, Ruthroff, and Jackson.
That'd be insane. And then whoever...
Whoever's doing it next year
yeah,
with me.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be insane.
That'd be a really good show, I think. Unless someone doesn't want to come.
That would be like such conflicting personalities because I feel like everyone would try to be the host because we've all been
right.
hosts at one point.
Yeah. And then I would be like, guys, stop.
All right. So I have a fear of alligators and they are considered dinosaurs.
Are they actually?
I believe so.
I don't think that's true. I think they're the closest to dinosaurs.
Well, look
I
at
believe.
Them. They have like scales and stuff. They are. How
look,
are they not dinosaurs?
I'll look it up for you. Are alligators dinosaurs? We'll find out.
I mean, aren't sharks? Sharks are dinosaurs, though, right?
They're close to it.
I thought I've always been told that they were considered dinosaurs.
Well, the first thing that I pulled up about alligators, it says while fatal attacks are out of the norm, non-fatal attacks unfortunately are not as rare. The fact is, alligators can be dangerous.
That really helps answer the question. I really appreciate
knowledge. Crocodiles and alligators are not considered dinosaurs.
They're considered
big lizards.
You see that first fact that came up? That is why I'm scared of alligators.
Because
they
don't kill many people.
But they
can hurt you.
Yes.
Well, they can do both. But
exactly.
they more often than not, they hurt you.
Yeah, that's my point.
Well, yeah. Alligators are dangerous. I mean, everything is dangerous, dude. Too much water is dangerous. You could drown.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever thought that, like, everywhere you go, there's a possibility that you could, like, get hurt or die?
Yes.
That's crazy. There's always, like, a super small chance that that's possible.
But it's... Again, it's very small.
Yes.
But there... Hold on. Before we get into the story, I have a fact. There's... I don't know the percentage, but it's like a 0.0001% that you could spontaneously combust.
What?
You could just catch on fire for no reason.
Has anybody actually
I think
ever
it's
spontaneously
happened like
combusted?
Twice in history. But, like, can you imagine that? Like,
you just randomly
you're just,
catch
like,
on fire.
Chilling in class, and it's like you get really stressed, and then you just catch on fire. Like,
I think that is like, I think that's gonna happen to me during finals.
Even though, like, you might not get these because the Grinch bots, like all your toys, there you can see a review
okay.
of them from a 6 year old named Ryan
from
on YouTube.
Yes,
from Ryan's Toys Reviews.
Yes, I've heard of this kid.
Do you know how much money this kid makes a year?
How much?
$11 million.
$11 million? I hate, okay, so one of the biggest pet peeves that I've ever had is people younger than me that are more successful than me. I feel like that shouldn't be allowed, that I am just on track, the normal track, that everyone should participate in my track and be less successful unless you're the same age as me.
Well, are you calling out like every Olympian ever?
Yes.
If you're an Olympian and you're not 17 or older, you're not allowed to be successful,
exactly.
According to Ethan.
Exactly. Did you hear about the Carmel girl who, like, was in the qualifying round last Summer Olympics?
For swimming?
Yeah.
There was a Carmel diver.
Yeah.
Steele Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah, and he got, like, silver or something?
Wait,
bronze?
No way.
Didn't he?
I don't know.
I'll look it up. But, like, Carmel has, like, we've had a few Olympians.
Carmel's swimming team is literally insane. Matt and I, so if you know about Carmel High School, there's a trail that we have to walk every morning to get from or the parking lot to the school. And they have these swim moms that come in every morning to drive the swimmers up to the school at like 5:30 in the morning, and then they just keep bussing people up. And they're so kind because they bus us up. So shout out to swim moms.
Yeah, shout out to swim moms. Steele Johnson got a silver medal. So
was he Carmel?
Yeah, he's from Carmel.
No
Steele
way.
Steele Johnson.
That is legendary. We have a
silver medalist under our belts, boys.
Why not gold?
Because it's hard to get.
Step it up, Steele Johnson.
It's so hard to medal in the Olympics. Especially, like, if you think about it, like, Olympics, it's like the gathering of all the best athletes in the world. And if you get gold, you are the best athlete in that category.
In the world.
Like, that's crazy.
That's insane. I couldn't even imagine. And back to this kid, though. $11 million.
Dude, when I was six, I got like $20, I was rich.
I thought I could buy the world with that money. Like, I would go into Toys R Us and be like, yeah, I own this place.
What about, like, when this guy starts going to, like, school?
Yeah.
You know? Like, well, I'm sure he goes to, like, preschool or something.
Yeah.
Kindergarten. But, like, once he starts going to, like, high school, is he still going to be reviewing toys?
I feel like that could be really creepy.
Yeah, that could be really kind of weird. I feel like he might, like, evolve the channel or something to do, like, reviewing games.
Yeah.
If you are looking for something fancy or something to talk about that's mature or important in today's society, then you are in the wrong place, my friend. The Breaking Point, the number one game show, is coming back right now.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point, everybody. My name is Ethan Sellers, and as always, alongside me, I got Matt Hostel.
That's me.
And,
that's my name.
And we have two very special guests currently in the studio. They just got here and
they literally ran in right when the beat dropped.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
It was
good timing.
It was very clutch. So,
who are you?
Who are you guys?
Dude, we're just that good.
What?
We come in right when the beat drops, just all excited, just rushing in. It's just.
It was, yeah, it was planned.
It was planned. And then who's the other?
I'm Rachel. Apparently I'm not special. It's fine.
We said that we had special guests, but one was more special than the other.
Yeah.
It's Rachel. Rachel's more special.
It's Jackson.
Than me.
Thanks, Jackson.
In our planning sheet, we have Jackson Ammons all in caps, and then Rachel Lacy.
Oh my God.
It's okay.
It's all lowercase, too. There's no capital letters for the.
We went to dinner last night, and I just knew, like, coming onto the show today, this, like, it was gonna be Matt, Ethan, and me just roasting for the whole time.
So, like, in case you're new to The Breaking Point, Jackson Ammons was the host last year. So
2 years.
Two years. Yeah. So how's WCRD, the radio station?
Just dandy.
Yeah.
Just dandy.
Yeah.
Getting things done there.
There you go.
What's the W stand for? It's like Cardinal, but what's the W stand for?
The W is just a legal thing.
The W?
Wait, that's
Are you kidding?
We're not.
Do you radio?
Do you think WHE actually stands for something?
Well, no. But I knew, like, WCRD is not the official.
CRD is like, it's weird. It's like CR, that means something. The D is like dedicated to David Letterman.
And then
at the same time, it's a play on word with Cardinal, CRD. And then the W is just legal. I think it's like, if you're east of the Mississippi River or west or something like that.
I forgot that.
That's very complicated. Yep.
One of them, if you're east, it's W, and the other one is K, but I don't know if it's east or west.
Yeah, I think it's east is W.
Because like
everything on the east, like, we're on the east of Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, duh.
So,
Thank you. I'm a college graduate.
So have you guys ever found a $10 bill on the ground or, like, rediscovered it in a coat pocket or something?
Yeah, I found $2 in my pocket walking in.
Really?
I
found a $100 bill in Costco once.
No way.
I turned it in because my dad told me to.
Oh, you're so kind. Right. Well,
you're a great person.
If dad wasn't there, whoever owned that, you are a lucky guy.
Well, this homeless guy, he kind of found a little bit more than $100.
Just a little bit. Tiny bit more.
He found 300,000 euros.
Which is more, that's like more expensive than a dollar.
Yeah, what's the conversion?
I'll check
You know how I know it's more expensive? because I tried to buy Minecraft as a kid, and it was like, yo, this is like 20 bucks. And I was like, hey, 20 bucks, that's not bad.
No,
and
it's
I
like 25.
It's like 25. I'm like, son of a biscuit, you're screwing me over.
So, so this homeless guy, he there's like security footage of him, and basically he's walks into this airport, and he's just searching around for like different things because he's homeless and just trying to find stuff. And he leans up against this door, and the door opens, and he walks inside, and then like 5 seconds later, you see him walk out with two bags in his hand. And there's 300,000 euros.
That is sketchy.
Wait, so he steals it?
It's yeah.
Like, is it like that an airport like safe? Like,
Yes.
It sounds like he just walked into the airport vault and took all the money.
Why does the airport have a vault, what? Though?
Because does anybody stop him? He just walks in and walks out.
Yes. And a source close with the case, they didn't want to like release any names or anything.
Yeah.
It said that, quote, this homeless man benefited from a combination of circumstances to land himself a huge Christmas present. Number one was buy a house. Number two was quit a job. Three, scream. Four, go shopping.
Three, scream.
I would scream.
I'm actually very surprised at Disneyland.
I would like call my parents before I bought a house.
I'm surprised
like,
that.
Hey.
She said that and I accepted the fee. I was like, yep, she won.
It wasn't on there.
I mean, parents, I won $1 million.
Yeah, I feel like tell someone it would be on there. But like, I would...
Okay, well, your source
shopping.
Is fake.
I would cry, actually, if we're in real. If I won $1 million in the lottery...
Oh, yeah.
And my luck was that good, I would shed one tear.
A single tear.
I would shed many, many
I would shed
tears.
One tear.
Many, many tears.
One tear.
And by the way, this is not fake, Rachel. This is according to the familyfeudinfo.com. So,
fake.
Come on.
It's not a .net
no,
or a .gov
but we
or
don't,
anything.
But we don't steal from Family Feud. We
no,
make our own questions
no, this
and everything.
Is,
always.
Breaking Feud.
It's Breaking Feud, not Family Feud.
Of always. Course. Also, we had a caller earlier who requested Hotel California by Eagles. We did not forget about you. And up next, we got Hotel California. This has been a Breaking Point Week 78. Sadly,
it's over. It was legendary. We broke some records.
Yeah, we did.
It was a good year.
It was a good year.
Have a,
we'll see you guys next year.
Yeah, have a good holidays. Have a good New Year's.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
We'll be back. We'll be back 2018, but this is the last show of 2017. So
rest in peace, 2017.
Yep. Follow us on Twitter. We'll keep that running over
at BP Radio Show.
Woo!